Excerpt 51 from Rabash, article 3 lines 1. One should mainly walk on the right line, meaning do good deeds, and feel himself as complete and serving the king. One must believe that anything he does brings contentment to him. At the same time, he should dedicate time to walking on the left line, meaning to criticize. However, the left should surrender before the right. That is, he walks on the left not because he wants the quality of the left, but rather in order to improve the right. That is, to show that despite all his criticism and knowledge, he is going above reason, meaning in the right, which is called faith. This is called the middle line, which decides between the two lines and leans towards the right. This is also called Ahoaim, posterior. Through this unification, one is later rewarded with receiving the quality of Panim, posterior, of the degree. At that time, there is clothing of Chochmah in Chasadim, which causes Ivug of Panim de Panim above in Zon. The reforming light that does it. Excerpt number 52 from the writings of Rabash, The Binding of Isaac. The binding of Isaac, when Abraham, who is the right line, who is above reason, tied the left line, which is the reason that criticizes everything. It gave him a general picture of the situation he was in. He left all the left and took upon himself the right, which is above reason. By this, he was later rewarded with the middle line. That is, there is a difference between receiving the right line before he sees the left line, to a state where he saw his state on the left, and then he renews the right once again. The right, which is above reason, is called devotion, since he cancels all of his reason that he acquired from the left line, and he goes above reason. And then he is rewarded with the middle line. 53, excerpt 53 from Rabash, two opposites. There are two opposites in above reason, in mind and in heart, which is regarded as, for he desires mercy, chafetz chesed. If foreign thoughts come to a person, he should remove them from him and not listen to them at all. This is hard work, because Pharaoh, king of Egypt, afflicts them and throws foreign thoughts at them in mind and in heart. As it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up to God. This is one side by which they are rewarded with faith, meaning the exodus from Egypt, and this is regarded as nefesh of kedusha. On the other hand, nefesh, a soul without knowledge, is not good too, and we need the knowledge of kedusha, which is called wealth, for there is no wealth except in that reason or knowledge. When the Creator wanted to make them rich, they did not have kelim, vessels, because everything for them was above reason. So the Creator gave them the advice to borrow kelim, vessels, from the Egyptians. The taking of the kelim was only so that they would be able to receive a filling in the kelim, meaning answers to their questions. But once they took the answers, they immediately returned the kelim to the Egyptians, because they were going above reason. Therefore, they have no questions, and they took the questions of the Egyptians only temporarily, and then returned them.
Sure.
From Baal HaSulam Shamati 207, receiving in order to bestow. Because he had had prior preparation by assuming the above reason, this means that through engagement in Dvekut, adhesion, he attached himself at the root and has thus been awarded with that reason. This means that the reason he has obtained by way of faith was a true revelation. It follows that he appreciates primarily the above reason. And he also appreciates the reason that he has now been rewarded with the revelation of his names to extend abundance. This is why he should now strengthen further through reason, and assume the greatest or a greater above reason, as Dvekut in the root occurs primarily through faith. And this is his whole purpose. And this is called reception. The reason he extended in order to bestow, by which he can take upon himself faith above reason, in the greatest measure, in quantity and quality. Excerpt 55 from Rabash, the place, Article 794, the place of attainment. In Gal, there is no attainment. And all our attainment is in Vak. We should interpret that Gar means mind, where it should be only by faith. We must believe that this was his will. Vak means heart, meaning an impression in the heart. And here it is apparent in one's quality of love and fear. This should be with clear attainment, meaning that the impression should be revealed in him and not by faith. However, to the extent that the impression is felt in the heart, so is the measure of one's attainment. Here it is a commandment to expand his feelings. Conversely, in the mind, his greatness depends on the extent to which he can work in the manner of above reason. It follows that they are two opposite things. If his mind is above reason, and the impression he feels in the heart is in the mind, this is called gadlut, greatness or adulthood. That is, on the one hand, it is above attainment, yet it is felt in the heart. The measure of the gadlut depends on this, on the measure of oppositeness between mind and heart, for then one must overcome above reason. And the heart is precisely within reason, meaning in the feeling. Only one who has the quality of Israel can walk on this path. However, a foreigner cannot work in two opposites. This requires great strengthening so as to be able to march forward on this path.